Right now, we have about a half inch to three quarters of an inch of snowpack on our residential streets. We're going to increase that mixture from 10% salt up to 30% salt. So our new mixture that is being mixed, 30% salt and 70% sand. We think with the recovering temperatures and the amount of traffic that will roll that new material in, that people will really start to see a nice driving lane down the center of the residential streets. We do intend to hit every residential street in the city. And the other thing that we notice on the outside of the city, just with the varying wind, is that we're going to put the one-way blades on the plows. And where there's finger drifts, we're going to take the one-way blades and we're going to push those drifts back, kind of to re-baseline the width of the streets. And hopefully, again, with the recovering temperatures, our residential streets will really start to recover, and you'll really start to see that nice driving lane. We do staff our operation 24/7. So if you have a concern about a street, maybe you live on a steeper stretch that you believe that needs to be resanded, call us. We have roving sanders that take those calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The number to call is 367-8255. Let me turn it over now to Galen Huber. He runs this operation at the Street Fleet Division.
We put together a sanding operation. In addition to that, we have roving sanders, like Mark talked about, that we will send out. And as we get calls from citizens or we get calls from Metro, we will go and treat those specifically at that particular time, just based on calls. Residential streets make up about two-thirds of the streets within the city of Sioux Falls. That's about 2,000 lane miles that we will be covering. It'll take us about 5 hours to cover all 2,000 lane miles of residential streets. We want to make sure that chemical activates and we get some driving lanes. With this mixture, we should start getting better activation. The snow is really dry, and it's slowing down our activation. If there's a little bit of moisture in it, it activates a little bit quicker for us and gets a brine going, so we actually can get it to melt quicker. But because it's so dry, we increase the amount of salt just to allow for us to get some better thawing processes going through. We're trying to make these residential streets as safe as possible. As Mark mentioned, the emergencies and secondaries are looking really good, and we want to make those residentials as safe as possible too. The symptom of this cold weather and this warming that we're getting, one of the symptoms that we get when we try to put a lot of melt a lot of ice and water is potholes. And certainly that's another thing that we are going to be taking a look at over the last couple 3 weeks. We've been concentrating specifically on all the snow that we've had coming in, and through that process we've been picking up some potholes. And now with these freeze thaw cycles that we're getting more moisture down into the base underneath, and we're popping out. We're getting some potholes. With the warming trend coming on for the next 10 days, it looks to be dry, and we're going to get some sun. So what we can do with that is concentrate our effort in going after the potholes. Once we get the streets cleaned and in very safe driving conditions, we can concentrate on those potholes. And that's what we're going to be doing towards the middle of end of next week. We're going to be putting out the maximum number of crews. I have my own capabilities of warming up recycled asphalt to 300 degrees, putting in the hot boxes, and we can take it out and put it in the hole. And that's more of a permanent fix for us. We have a cold mix that we throw out there, but it doesn't stay in there as long as I would want throughout the entire winter. So the permanent fix is to put warm asphalt in it, and that will be the process that we run through to do. What we're looking for is efficiency. And what we did is we looked at the forecast, because the last thing I want to do is spend a lot of time putting chemical out there right now, and then in 3 to 4 days have a snow event where I'm going to blade it all off. So we looked down the road, and the next 10 days out actually looks really dry for us. We don't see anything in there that's going to be major for us to have to deal with. So I'm not going to put this chemical out there and then all of a sudden blade it off within the next 2 to 3 days. It's actually going to stay out there, and I'm going to get my money's worth out of this material, and it's going to cut down, and I can get some driving lanes in there for everybody.